Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy. It's hump day.
It sure is. Wednesday, halfway through the week.
Your favorite day.
I do like a good Wednesday. Nothing wrong with a good Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's get into the Did You Know Show. For me, we're going to be talking about our everyday objects and why they're that color.
Right.
Yesterday, we talked about school buses. Now today we're gonna have a different one, but Noah, let's have
you
start us off.
All right, I can go first. So mine, it's another water fact. Yesterday I talked about water, just like you talked about the colors, and today I'm gonna kind of still stay in the realm of the water, and we're gonna talk about some sharks.
Sharks.
So did you know that you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark?
I didn't know that precisely, but I definitely believe it.
Yeah.
Because I just think that shark attacks are, of course, they're scary. You know, Jaws made it, you know,
right.
Definitely
yeah, all these different movies
fear.
About it.
But it's definitely a rare occurrence to be killed by a shark.
So it does scare a lot of people. It's a lot of people's phobias, right? That's why some people don't like to swim in the ocean.
Yes.
They can't see what's below them. I get that, but it is very slim, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of the facts about it. So your risk of suffering a shark attack is actually practically nil, all right? So for its 2022 global summary, the Florida Museum of Natural Historic International Shark Attack, they file confirmed 57 unprovoked shark bites in 2022, which means they actually happened when humans were simply in the shark's natural habitat,
mm-hmm.
and then 32 provoked attacks, such as when people are feeding or harassing the fish. 41 of those unprovoked attacks, which is a good amount of the 57, 41 of them happened in the U.S., and one of them, only one of them, was fatal. So out of all those attacks, only one was fatal, and then other animals also there's more other animals that are way more likely to actually kill you. One of them, including cows, which kill an average of 20 Americans a year, according to the CDC. And then there's also hornets, bees, and wasps, which they kill about 48 people a year. And then dogs. You think you're scared of sharks? Dogs kill more people in a year than sharks even do, and they're around 19 people a year. So
yeah.
Stop being scared of the sharks, because sharks are killing one. One out of all those attacks in the U.S. was fatal, and dogs kill about 19 people a year. So
yeah, and I definitely think it's an overblown fear, but I do get the scariness of it.
Right.
Because it's unknown, and it's a, you know, just a terrifying
you
looking creature.
You would never
creature,
see him coming.
Especially a great white shark. But see, I've scuba dived before. I have a scuba
Did
dive
you?
Certificate.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so I've actually swam around. Now, they were nurse sharks, which are like, you know, that's why they call them nurse sharks, because they're the most gentle,
right.
You know, docile creatures, but they're really cool to swim around, and I love the ocean and swimming around.
That's
sharks
awesome.
Or any sort of creature. You know, I wouldn't want to swim near like great white sharks, and you know the worst ones are the bull sharks. Those are the
yeah,
ones
those
you
are
really
super
avoid,
aggressive.
Because they're the ones that are aggressive.
Yeah, I've snorkeled and I've grabbed onto a sea turtle before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But never actually scuba dive. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Yeah, so really cool. I agree with that fact, and hopefully that lessens the fear of some people
right.
that maybe are listening to this and I want to go and enjoy a beach, you know, for vacation next year or something, but I may be scared to get in the ocean. Go on in. Just make sure you do your research before time. You know, sometimes they'll let you know if there have been more sharks in an area than normal, but you should be good to go.
Right, and if you're talking about vacationing and if you do go do, less likely, less worry less about the sharks. You want to do your research about the jellyfish because sometimes
yeah.
a jellyfish will float in the area. So just check in, make sure that they
and
haven't
the
had
riptide. A lot
and
of
the riptide,
stuff out
right.
there.
So less likely of the sharks, more
yeah,
about some other things.
Exactly.
So.
But there you go. That's a good one, Noah. Now let's talk about my everyday object and why it's that color. Yesterday we talked about school buses. Today let's talk about airplanes. So airplanes, what color are they?
White.
White.
I guess,
now there are a lot of colorful logos and
right.
designs on some of the planes. You know, all the companies, they want you to know what airline you're flying,
yeah.
but outside of the logos, predominantly white, and there's a reason for that. Any guesses?
Okay, so it sounds repetitive, right? Because the buses was to grab your attention more. My first thought, and I don't know if it's right or not, but my first thought is white, I guess, looks more apparent against the blue sky, so maybe you're more visible in the sky. I don't know.
Well, it's actually because white, it's the most reflective color, right?
Most reflective.
It keeps airliners cool.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Doesn't
you're higher up
the
in
heat.
That
you know, you wear black, you get hot. You wear white, you stay a little bit cooler.
Okay.
So it's all about keeping the customers comfortable, and it's actually even less about being in the air as it's when they're still on the ground. Sometimes airplanes have to take a lot of time taxiing on runways, and before they are in the sky and being able to cool off completely, they want to make sure that they're cooled. So
I guess that makes sense, because the higher in the sky, the colder you actually
is. Yeah, and when you've got the engines on all the way, it's easier for the air to circulate.
Right.
A lot of the air conditioning is used by the air sucked into the engines during the flight. So while you're on the runway is normally when you're going to be at the hottest in the plane. So while things are idle, they could get hot really quickly, depending on where you are, what time of the year. So airlines lowering their costs and keeping their air vents open, and also keeping those planes white to make the passengers in the cabin as comfortable as possible.
Well, there you go. That's some pretty cool stuff right there.
So that's our Did You Know for us today. I'll come back with another everyday object tomorrow, and can't wait to hear what Noah's got in store for you. It's the Did You Know Show.